You've heard a song by Johnny Mercer. If you're not familiar with him, he was a genius, a lyricist, a composer, and a singer. And so you remember Moon River and Jeepers Creepers. So many I could go on. And at the Johnny Mercer Foundation, they have an educational program for kids to introduce them to what the foundation is and then also songwriting. We are joined by Suri Rose Barron, the program director of the Johnny Mercer Foundation. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so thrilled to be here and to share the work that's going on around the country in the classrooms.
Yeah, in classrooms in Los Angeles here.
Absolutely,
also.
Yeah.
And so tell us a little bit about Johnny Mercer. You can probably think of many more songs also that he wrote, someone else recorded, but he also recorded his own songs.
Like you said, he is one of the great American songwriters. And, you know, he's won Academy Awards. Even so many of the students don't even realize that they know mm-hmm. his song. You mentioned Jeepers Creepers. And a lot of them go, oh, I know, I remember that song. And
Hooray
for Hollywood, Accentuate the Positive. So mm-hmm. many wonderful, wonderful songs.
Accentuate the Positive is one of the programs that you have.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So Accentuate the Positive is a 4-week program that we bring to schools completely free. We target grades 3 through 6. We do a 4-week consecutive program where we bring 4 different lessons, each kind of inspired by different Johnny Mercer songs. There's the Accentuate the Positive, there's Blues in the Night, there's Moon River, there's Hooray for Hollywood. And in each class, what I love so much about this program is the students get to express themselves through the songwriting form mm-hmm. using Johnny Mercer tools while they're getting exposed to the Great American Songbook, because you mm-hmm. don't just turn on the radio and hear his songs necessarily, but mm-hmm. you hear them in movies still.
Right,
and there's
right.
now covers being made, and they don't realize that Johnny Mercer was really the heart of all of that.
So the programs or the classes that they participate in, you walk them through the song and the process. It's a great building block exercise for inspiring creativity in kids, and then also in other phases of their academic life.
Yes, absolutely. I think what's so special about the program is that, you know, it meets all of the California standards mm-hmm. of education. So it's really easy to get into the schools when there's a lot of focus on how do we meet these requirements. But it truly allows them to explore their voices, learn different songwriting tools mm-hmm. in each class. And in every single class, they're able to write their own material and their own version of a song or a poem.
Right. And when you say the Great American Songbook, what do you mean by that? The Great American Songbook, because...
Yeah. So the Great American Songbook, I mean, it's kind of like if you think about the founders of the country, mm-hmm. right? You think about the founders of American music. There's Irving Berlin. Mm-hmm. There's Johnny Mercer. So mm-hmm. these are the people that have provided us kind of the stepping stones for the new generation mm-hmm. of songwriters. And in a way, you know, not all of these students are going to walk out of here saying, I want to write songs necessarily, mm-hmm. but some might. And even students that I see year after year, and my teaching artists see year after year, they remember Johnny Mercer. They're singing Johnny Mercer mm-hmm. songs. I mean, it's so cool.
They all of a sudden have an appreciation for Johnny Mercer, his songs, and what he did, because it's so remarkable. All of the songs, 19 Grammys, like you said.
Yeah.
And he was composing, he was doing this from the 20s to the 60s, but covers that period. And some of his songs, well, many of his songs were the biggest songs, the songs of the 30s and the 40s and
Absolutely.
50s.
Absolutely. And these are not artists, and these are not people that they would generally hear mm-hmm. at home, that their parents, you know, some parents might introduce them to them. But I think that the areas that we go into, they're not as exposed mm-hmm. to this kind of music. So initially, they're a little bit like, well, depending on what grade they're in, they're a little bit like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. This is not my style of music. And then they really get into it and they start to crave it. And by the last lesson, they're saying, can we listen to Blues in the Night again? And
yeah.
they're humming it and they're singing it. And that's what's cool too, is they're not just writing, but I'm trying to give them a really experiential environment mm-hmm. where they're actually singing, they're writing, they're using their communication skills with like a group activity. Mm-hmm. It's really hands-on. It's very cool.
Do you work directly with the kids, Suri?
I do. I work directly with the students, and I also have 2 teaching artists that mm-hmm. I've trained that are now going into LA schools because the need and the range and the scope that we can provide is getting bigger.
What do you like best about working with the kids?
You know, I think what I love the most about working with students is watching them start perhaps with this feeling of, oh, I've never written a song before, I can't do this, and watching them find the courage to try, mm-hmm. and also taking risks in ways that I think they haven't before in school. I think there's something about music mm-hmm. in particular, and something about, I think, the innocence and the hope of Johnny Mercer music that allows students to take risks. You know, I have, there's one story that comes to mind where there's this very, very shy, passive girl, doesn't speak up mm-hmm. in class. I think she was 8 years old. Mm-hmm. And we were working on a song, the Hooray for Hollywood mm-hmm. class. And, you know, what do we want to say hooray for? What mm-hmm. kinds of things do you want to say hooray for? And here she was, she had never shared before. And she put out this rap that had beats and rhythms, and almost it felt almost like she was like shooting basketballs, you know, right. It had this like bouncy mm-hmm. feeling, you know, and the teacher and the whole class had their jaws open. Mm-hmm. And to me, that is so cool to watch these students come out of their shells.
Yeah. She had an opportunity to express herself and got very creative about it, it sounds like.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. And I think also in the Blues in the Night class, we focus on what things make us sad. And they actually learn the rhythm, and they learn the scansion, and they learn the melody of the song. Mm-hmm. So they're able to put their lyrics into Harold Arlen's music, just like mm-hmm. Johnny Mercer did. And that's an opportunity for them to express things that make them want to cry mm-hmm. or make them feel other things other than happy. I mean, we have kids that talk about being bullied. We have students that talk about divorce. And those things, I think a lot of people can relate to, and it's an outlet for them to really get that out.
Exactly. And they take it with them, that creativity, that new life skill that they have. When they're out of the program, it's still with them.
Yes.
And I think you even have one that you can write about the seasons. You explain how Johnny Mercer wrote about the seasons. What is it? Come rain, come...
Come rain or come shine.
Come rain or yeah. come shine. Boy, mm-hmm. that's this time of the year right now.
But
you go through, you know, even that with mm-hmm. them, the seasons. And so many fun titles that you have to the classes. They sound great.
Yeah. You know, I'm thinking mm-hmm. of Onomatopoeia and mm-hmm. the train sounds. You know, he wrote on the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe. Yeah. You know, the train songs, they get to explore even like what's a sound when you feel excited? Whee! Mm-hmm. What's a
yes,
sound
yeah.
when you feel sad?
Mm-hmm.
Wah! Or boo! Or, you know, there's all of these cool ways that you can make it kind of fun, expressive, in a meaningful way in mm-hmm. the classroom. It's
with,
very... Yeah.
With the sound effects and...
Yeah, yeah.
Before Pink Floyd.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
And then we arrived today, you know, at the music that we have with Johnny Mercer having an influence in so many different directions. His music was very common, right? It was very relatable to just about everyone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what's also really unique by exposing these students to the Great American Songbook. I think mm-hmm. they start to realize, like, even if my song sounds different, or even if I listen to different music like rap or hip hop or R&B or maybe even more classic stuff, I can relate to this. There are themes mm-hmm. that I relate to. There are a lot of students that end up walking out of that classroom just loving his music.
Mm-hmm.
And his music, not just the songwriting process, but truly valuing his music and also listening to their artists in a different way now, too.
Mm-hmm. I saw Accentuate the Positive, which is a song, is one of his songs, being broken down for the kids, you know, so that they could understand how each line relates to another. And it was so fun to watch, just to see what they were saying. You know, it seems like a great class for everyone, actually. I mean, for adults, too, to take apart the songs and understand how they interrelate the words and the story and creating your own.
That's what I think is so cool about mm-hmm. music and about Mercer, Johnny Mercer music, is that any age can relate. He writes about universal themes, and adults love it. Kids love it. Our generation of kids love it.
Which schools are you working with, Suri?
Right now, we are in Valerio, in Dyer Elementary, in Laurel Span, and we're going to start entering Kester Avenue.
And if a school wants to get connected with you, can they do that?
Absolutely. Yeah. I welcome that. I'm always looking to expand our range and the outreach, so please get in touch with me. You can find me at SuriRoseBaron@gmail.com. That's S as in Sam, A-R-I, Rose like the flower, Baron, B-A-R-R-O-N as in Nancy, @gmail.com.
And the foundation website is?
JohnnyMercerFoundation.com.
Which was started by his wife.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's a lot in Georgia about him, right? Because he was from Georgia.
Yes. And that's something that we go over in the classrooms too. This idea of who his influencers were, the Southern music, the gospel, the R&B. And that's something that I think the kids really relate to as well. We talk about who their current influencers are. And they get to learn a little bit of the South and the culture of the people there.
And do you sing? You're a musician, right?
I do. Okay. I do. I went to school for musical theater, and that's why arts outreach is so important to me. But I still sing when I can. I'm a licensed therapist now as well. I think because of the work that I did actually with Johnny Mercer, it planted seeds of how I can work with them in perhaps a deeper level expression-wise through expressive arts therapy. And I can't give up the arts aspect. It's like breathing for me.
So it's the Johnny Mercer Foundation, and how can people help? How can people get involved?
In terms of the Los Angeles programming, if anyone wants to get involved, they can get in touch with me directly. The programs are expanding and we could use volunteers. If anyone knows of any schools that they would, even if they're a parent of a child, you're like, I want this at our school, they certainly can get in touch with me and I can then move forward with getting in touch with the administration at their school. If anyone has an idea or even in different settings of where they would want the Accentuate the Positive program, I'm all open. I'm all ears.
The Johnny Mercer Foundation and the Great American Songbook, and doing an incredible job in Los Angeles. Thank you, Suri.
Thank you so much for having me.